Proverbs chapter 14.
Yo, we will read it now.
Verse 1.
Let's say, you know.
Every wise woman buildeth a house. But the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. Did you see something there? Every wise woman builds a house. That house will be built or scattered by that woman. And it takes the hand of a woman to build a house. So you as a man, don't think it starts and ends with you. You need that woman to build your house, to build your home, to build a throne and an empire for you. And in this moment that we find ourselves now, men, you need your wife to help you manage that home. That's why I would like to pray for men right now. That may God give you a good woman. And if you don't have a good woman now, I pray that God will transform your woman to a good woman. Because you need them right now. When we say in times of need, we are talking of the time of trouble. We are talking of the time that finances fail a lot of people. We are talking about the times of upheaval, the times of trouble all over the place. We are talking of the time when health fails. We are talking of the time of rejection, the time of neglect. We are talking of the time of uncertainty and the time of upheaval all over the place. Why do we need to manage situations like that? Because situations like that can be very, very tough. Especially when you are alone. When you have somebody by your side, it will be easier for you to plan together, easier for you to relate together. We need one another, because the enemy is not happy to see us happy. And if you look at the time we are right now, a lot of abandonment of homes happening right now. You see men running away from their family. Women running away from their home. And that's what excites the enemy. When he sees that homes are scattering, I pray for somebody here that the joy of the enemy over your family shall turn to sorrow in the name of Jesus. Let me say that prayer again. I pray for somebody here. Over your home. Over your family. The enemy will not be dancing for joy. In the mighty name of Jesus. The enemy will love you to be enduring instead of enjoying you. The enemy will love to see you stressed and unhappy with your family. The enemy is not happy because when your home is in stable condition, there is future for your children. And the enemy doesn't want a good future for your children. I pray for somebody here that the power attacking the future of your children shall fail in the name of Jesus. Let me quickly tell you some things that we need to be doing right now on how to manage our family. Number one, we need to relate with one another. We need to communicate with one another. This is the time that we need our voices. This is the time to hear one another. Let me read a portion of the scripture for you. Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3. Let's look at verse 16. Is that one in your Bible? The Bible says, then they that feared the Lord speak often one to another. Do you see that one in your Bible? They that feared the Lord spake often one to another. Christians, children of God, the Bible said they spake one to another. They communicated with one another. This, at this point in time, husband and wife, are you speaking to one another? Reports that we are hearing right now indicates that people are losing one another. They are losing one another. Yes, they are losing one another. Why? It's because there is no proper line of communication between husband and wife. Even you can see it in the church. Husband and the wife, they attend the same church, but they hardly talk with one another. Some of us may not believe this. What is happening? The Bible said, they that feared the Lord, they speak often to one another. How often do you speak with your wife? I was having a chat with a family of recent. And the woman said, the husband just fell sick. In a few minutes, before you know it, everything just turned around. Everything just turned around. But thank God for that woman. She stepped up. Started to do some things.
He
said, look, you cannot stay in this house.
Today,
you are going to the hospital. You know, at times, men, we tend to hide our weaknesses. We don't discuss our health. But when you have a good wife, the wife will point to your weakness and say, let us do something about it now, now, now. And that was what saved the life of that man. I pray for somebody here that the agenda of sudden death in your family is cancelled now in the name of Jesus. People are losing one another because they are not communicating with one another. So this is the moment to speak to one another. Even if your husband don't want to talk, force him to talk. Know how to hear words from his mouth. Don't say, na you sabi. This is not the era of na you sabi. Speak to yourselves. There must be an unbroken communion between you and your husband and your wife. You are to pray together. It's not easy to pray together. But you have to pray together. A family that prays together will stay together. When the wife is reluctant to pray, the husband will encourage the wife. When the husband is reluctant to pray, the wife is expected to encourage the husband. Let us pray. Then play together. Play together. Some people, they are too serious. They don't play at all. Somebody, a pastor, was chatting with me one day. He said, pastor, say you love sharing jokes too. I say, is it sinful to love Umo? Even in the Bible, if you read Psalm 2, it's there that God laughs. Is it true? He said, God will laugh at his enemies. It's in Psalm 59 also. They cannot share a joke with the wife. Say, leave me alone, Yare. Leave me alone. He's talking to the wife. Oh. Everything, joke. Why are you like that? Why are some men like that? That your wife cannot play with you again. After how many children? He's talking to the wife like that. After how many children? You are touching me like this. Why are you touching me like this? Why are you pulling? Some people are too serious. This is the time that we need to play with one another. You take a lot of body away from that woman and from that man when you play together. Tell your wife, let's go out.
So for your word,
go to an eatery. Maybe just for 2 or 3 thousand, just sit down. Buy snacks. And then observe what is going on around
you.
And you know, speak one or two things. Far away from your children. Travel to another place with your wife.